Track 4. Talk of the county from Rowan Mantell, who wonders whether she's doing grandparenting properly.
I've been a grandma for 5 years and I'm still waiting for the accompanying allocation of wisdom to be delivered. Should I have tried E for Elderly Bay, joined a queue at the superannuated market, registered with Amazon past my prime? It's becoming clear that the grandchildren in question might have intercepted my rightful ration of grandmotherly wisdom. Far from being able to explain how the world works from the vantage point of my 50-plus year head start, 5-year-old Charlotte is clued up on everything from school, a wonderland of toys, books, crafting fun, playtime and friends, to sport, all the goals are Norwich goals, and den building to pretend play and potion making. As for Eliza, arriving a week ahead of the first lockdown, she already has her own philosophy, which would be summarised as, laugh and the world laughs with you, if she took enough time out of entertaining the world to speak. Her big sister was an extraordinary early talker, which was a huge relief to all who knew her because she had a lot to communicate and was inordinately frustrated by only being able to wail and gesticulate. Before her first birthday, she was using words to explain why she wouldn't be wearing gloves despite the bitter wind. How the twig she had dropped was essential to her well-being. What kind of cat she was planning to be that day, and where we needed to cross the road to access a particularly muddy puddle. She's moved on to meteorology. Ahead of her most recent birthday, she explained to me what she needed was good weather for a planned picnic and was wondering whether asking Alexa or trying magic would work best. I suggested praying for good weather. But Grandma, God is dead, said the mini Nietzsche. He was born at Christmas ages and ages and ages ago. Time to ask Alexa to find the Easter story. Actually, she's very good on age. Sorting through bits and pieces from a doll's house, she came across the tiny plastic figures of a grey-haired woman and a man and a baby. She told me the baby had to be a doll because the couple were too old to have a real baby and they were much older than a real grandma and granddad. A fine combination of logic and flattery. With words commandeered by Charlotte, little Eliza makes do with surprisingly few. Yes, was her first and favourite. In these home-based, homespun days of making our own entertainment, there is so much fun to be had simply asking a baby questions which can only be answered with yes. Should Grandad make us all a cup of tea? Yes. Do you love Grandma the best? Yes. Is our society unsustainably car-centric? Yes. Is it okay if I write about you, exaggerating how few words you have for vaguely comic effect? Why, thank you, Eliza. That's not to say Eliza cannot communicate, and mostly she communicates fun. Despite, or maybe because of, her rather isolated life so far, 1 year, 3 lockdowns, she beams at every passerby, greets vague acquaintances with a volley of hi-yas. Okay, she has more words than just yes. And is on a constant mission to evade social distancing guidelines and make new friends. Occasionally, a conversation occurs which doesn't sufficiently involve her. No worries. She will pull the crossest face imaginable until she has everyone's full attention and then collapses into giggles. At least that is one bit of grandparenting I've got right. Finding my grandchildren endlessly fascinating.